Welcome to What Is Your Cup of Tea? This is Afsa, and I just wanted to let everyone know before we get into season two, episode one, there's a bit of a technical issue in the one of the guests' houses, and because of that, you cannot hear her properly. It's just cracking and stuff, but other than that, it gets better. So just be patient and enjoy. See you.
Back to What Is Your Cup of Tea? This is Afsana Keeb, and today I am talking about adoption with Shireen and Saima. Shireen and Saima, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to start?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so my name's Shireen. I'm 33 years old, and I have a little girl called Aisha. She's 4 years old, and me and my husband, we adopted her from Pakistan.
My name is Saima. I am 45 years old, and me and my husband's are going to the through the process of adoption. It's been about three more than 3 years we are in the process. We passed the panel, but still we are waiting for a right child to match.
Okay, before we even start, I would like to ask both of you a interesting fact about you.
You
Oh
can tell
gosh.
me first.
I don't have any interesting facts about me. I think my
Anything.
interesting fact is that I adopted my daughter from Pakistan. That's my interesting fact. I don't know.
Okay, we can go with that.
And for me, I don't think I go any, but it's just like I feel better, and I feel proud that I am going on that way to adopt a child. Just looking forward.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm happy that you guys chose to go for adoption as your interesting fact.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with the first question, which I'd like to ask both. What was the process, or what is the process like for both of you?
Simon, should I start or you want to
Yeah,
start?
you can, yeah, you can.
Okay, so my process, we started our process in 2017, so it was quite a few years ago, and it took about a year to do the process. I think there's about three stages for the process. First, you have to show your interest to adopt. You attend an information session, and it's just it's like a session where everybody gets together and they'll give you all the details of adoption. And then if you're happy and you want to go ahead with the adoption, then you register your interest for the adoption. And when you register your interest, they will check a lot of things for you, make sure you're medically fit and your criminal records and everything is fine. And you're financially stable, so they will check all these things, and then once you've registered your interest, you can go on to the first stage, which is stage one. Stage one consists of so there's like I think it was like 3 days worth of classes. So you attend the classes, and each class is different. They'll give you so much information. It's like an overload of information about children, about adoption, about different countries, everything that you need to know about adoption. So after these 3 days, you have to submit some reports on the studies that you've done for this. And if you pass that, then you can go on ahead into stage two. For stage two, you get matched with a social worker, and the social worker will come to your house or your workplace, or I think if it was over during COVID, it's all done online. But they will come and they'll visit you, and they'll conduct interviews with yourself and your husband, and they'll also conduct interviews with your referees. So you have to select referees. So I think it's a family member and a friend for each, your husband and yourself. So they also conduct interviews with them and yourself and anybody that lives in the house with you. So for me, it was my parents living in the house with us at the time. So it was interviews for myself, my husband, and my parents. after these interviews are complete, they will then put you through to panel. Panel is the last stage of the process. And for panel, there's an interview with about 10 people. So there's 10 people in the room. They all have connections with adoption, but they all have different connections. Some of them could be a medical advisor, some of them could be a social worker, some of them could be an adoptee who was adopted, some of them could be a parent who has adopted a child, but they're all different sitting around the table. And they will all ask you, they've all seen your report from the beginning of stage one to the end, where the social worker has written up everything that she's interviewed you about. And they'll ask you questions, anything that they need to know about the adoption. Once that is complete, they will make the final decision of whether you're approved or not approved. We was quite lucky, we didn't get asked many questions, and we was approved quite quickly. So I think within a year we was approved for adoption. The next stage is getting a certificate from the DfE, the Department of Education. So you get your certificate. Once you've got your certificate, we did inter-country adoption, so we decided to adopt from Pakistan. So once you've got your certificate, you can submit your application to your chosen orphanage of choice. We chose an orphanage called Edie Foundation in Pakistan. That is the only orphanage you can choose in Pakistan because it's the only one that the UK ethnically recognised. So we chose Edie Foundation. We sent the application to Edie Foundation, and once we got all our paperwork, we travelled to Pakistan. And everything in Pakistan happened quite quickly. To be honest, we were quite lucky. Once you're in Pakistan, you have to go and formally meet the people at Edie Foundation. Is when I was there, it was a lady called Miss Edie. And once we formally met her, they will match you with a child. When I say match, it's not matching. They will wait for a child to come to them. Once they have a child, they will give the child to you. So we got Aisha, I think it was about 2 weeks after we arrived to Pakistan, we got Aisha. So it was quite quick. So once you got your child, then we started on the paperwork. So you'd have to make all her paperwork. So her passport, her visa, her passport, her national ID, then her birth certificate, and well, firstly it was her birth certificate, and then all the rest of it, and then apply for guardianship in Pakistan. Once you have the guardianship in Pakistan, then you would apply for visa for the to bring her back home to the UK. So we did all of that in about 3 3.5 months, and we was back in Pakistan. And then the last thing that we had to do was actually apply for guardianship here in the UK, because Pakistan is a non-Hague country, so the UK do not recognise the guardianship that we got over there. So when we got back here, we again the solicitor, the social worker contacted us, and she had her home visits, and that took maybe a few months. It took about a year, I think. Less than a year, but within a year we got her guardianship in the UK, and now she's officially ours. So that is my process. I hope I explained it well.
Yeah, you did. And I was gonna ask you, what did you find the most hard in your process?
I think the most difficult thing is the waiting. Even though our waiting to be matched wasn't long, we only had to wait 2 weeks, but it's the hope of actually getting a child, and then just waiting every day, like, okay, is it going to be today? Is it going to be today? And then also living in Pakistan was quite difficult for me, because I'm born and raised in London. So staying in Pakistan for 3.5 months, even though 3.5 is not that long, but for me, it's a whole change, and like adjusting to life in Pakistan was quite difficult for me. But yeah, I don't think anything, if you look back at everything, like nothing could be difficult or hard for like the rewards that we got afterwards. Like to gain a child, I would go through it all and harder again, to be honest. Yeah.
That's good. And Saima, what is your process like, or how is your process going?
Yeah, my
Our process was more likely same up to the panel. Like it was only difference for us. One was a training. Definitely, when you do adoption from UK, from same country, you need to get proper training with the children. Or maybe somewhere in nursery, somewhere in play groups or something like that. And second thing for us was like we was living to the extended family, so they wanted us to be in our own house, because they were thinking that and that was their main thing, main reason to say us that if you're gonna adopt a child to an extended family, the child will get lost, like because there was so many relations in one house, so they're gonna the child would not be settled very quickly. So there were two reasons for us to adopt, like from the UK. But otherwise, the process was more similar up to the panel, and we had passed our panel last year, 2021, and now we are just waiting for it. Right child to match with us.
And what are you finding the most difficult?
The process is quite stressful sometimes, because so many questions, so many paperwork, so many checks and this and that, you know. And for us, like to moving from our family house to our own house, that was a difficult phase for us, for both of us to make a decision. It took quite a while to make a decision that we need to go move out from this house, and do we have to, like it took a quite while, but thank God we are settled now, so it's fine.
And also, I would like to ask, is it hard to find a Muslim baby in the UK?
Yeah, actually it is very hard. It is very hard because there is so many children. Just say like there is 400 or 500 children on the website. They gave it to us, but there is only I think 7 or 10, no more than 10 children's Muslim children's on their website. So it is really hard for, and in that somewhere like some children's are from different background, like we both decided to have a child who is like similar, like more like Asian. So it is very hard because I can't see. That's why it's taking so long, because we both can't see any ch right child. And few children we did say yes to them, but still there's some issues. Maybe sometime their age, sometime their culture, sometimes their nationality or something like that. So every time something comes up, and then it gets rejected. So yeah, it is a waiting game, but let's see. Hopefully it's gonna done soon.
Yeah, hopefully. And I think most of the difficulties came because of lockdown, I think.
Oh yeah. Our process went long because of lockdown, because there was few issues. The social workers has to interview both of us. So in that time, they couldn't make to come to house because was not allowed to visit houses. Then we was not able to go to their offices to get interview, because then it was good that we done by online. Sometime we done like face to face. We never done it. I think once we done it, but that was not home, because we was living in extended family, and there was my husband's mom and dad. So there was like the social worker was not comfortable, because there was there was some issues. So yeah, so they didn't came home. So then we decided to do interview some other places. So we done it exactly.
And did you move out now, or are you in the process of moving out?
No, we done it when we was in the process, because the agency, they told us that they can't go ahead with the panel unless they have make sure that we need to move to our own house. So they want to make sure that can we adjust to our, because sometimes it is quite stressful. Sometimes some couples, like, they are living in the extended family and they can't cope by their own. And some financial problem as well comes up when you're living to the extended family, and then when you live to by your own. So there is few issues. Sometimes it is very stressful that you are living in a whole extended family and then you are just living by your own, two of us. So yeah, so they gave us about 3 months to stay by one house, and then decided that, yeah, we are ready to go for them.
And yeah, okay, that's fine. So it was very quick that you moved out and everything.
Yeah, in 1 year time, we did decided that we're gonna move out. Then we ready our own flat, and then, like, of course, things just take a time, and in between lockdown came, something happened, like, we couldn't done very quickly, and then yeah, it did take a bit longer than we thought about, but thank God it's all done.
That's good. And what advice would you give to others that are like doing adoption? What they are thinking to go through the process, but they are nervous. What kind of advice would you give them?
It is nice. It's not like you shouldn't adopt. You should adopt because it's nice. It's like, it's a very nice feeling to adopt. I think Shireen can explain more because she got a child. We don't have any experience at the moment because we are still waiting for a child to come and stay with us. But still, I do feel like we both went through the process and we done some training. So it is quite emotional and it is quite good to, and the thoughts, like, for a child, one child, like, who need home, who need love, who need a respect in this society, So you are giving a child who had no future, who had no respect, and, like, no love, like, no one is looking after them, like, you're giving them a good house, a loving atmosphere. So it is good. Yeah, if you can afford, if you can go ahead, like, you should go to adopt a child, definitely.
Good. And also I would like to ask Shireen, obviously you have adopted a child, so what is the aftermath process? I would like to know that as well.
The aftermath, as in, you mean like when we got fat from Pakistan, like the process we had to do to register our child here. Is
Yeah,
that what
and
you
also
mean?
the feeling, she came to your house, all of that. I would like to know that as well.
Oh, that was the most amazing feeling, I think. When we got back from Pakistan, it was so overwhelming. We got back, I remember it was the 17th of December that we got back, and my parents came to pick us up from the airport. And when we got home, like her room had been, like our room had been decorated. My parents got a little cot for her and like pink balloons, and my whole family were there, like my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, my uncles, aunties, mum and dad, brother, sister, grandparents, everybody had come to see Aisha. Like she was very loved. Like you could see how loved she was. It's like the most amazing feeling. Like I'll get emotional when I speak about it, because it was very nice, like that feeling when you're bringing her finally home. It was very nice, yeah.
And you was gonna speak about the aftermath. So, like, what was the process like when you came here? Did you have to do more paperwork, or was it very simple?
So it was more paperwork. I think I explained a little bit in the first question, but it was as UK does not recognize the adoption we did in Pakistan, we would again have to file for guardianship. And to file for guardianship, we had the social worker come to our house. I think in the beginning it was weekly visits, and then they started doing like monthly visits until they had all the information. So that she, a social worker, we was lucky we got the same social worker that we had in stage two. So she came to our house, and she'd just sit for an hour or two and look at Aisha's progression, make sure that she looked fine, ask me questions about how I'm with Aisha, how the family is with Aisha, how she's getting on, what I'm doing to like what I'm doing to make sure that she's interacting with other children, socializing. Am I taking her out? Am I taking her to like play groups and things like that? Have I got all her medicals done, like her vaccinations and everything? Like, am I on top of everything? So she would just check everything. She'd come every week in the beginning, and then it thinned out to like every month. And then once she had enough information, another social worker came from the council this time, and she also did a checkup of Aisha. Once they were happy with everything, then she would also give advice as well. So like advice for the future, like if I ever had any issues or anything, like advice of how I should speak to Aisha about adoption, how I should break it to her that she's adopted. Like she's too young at the time, and even now she's too young, but they did give me a lot of information. And then once that was all complete, she did up her report, and that was submitted to the courts in the UK. And then we finally got guardianship, and then we had to go to the courts to get the certificate from the courts. And then yeah, then we was done. Like after that, then I could apply for her British passport, which I did do. And yeah, that was the process when we got from Pakistan.
Okay, and what advice would you like to give to people who like are planning to adopt and yeah.
I would say go for it. If anyone's thinking of adopting or planning to adopt, it's the best thing I've ever done in my life. So I would definitely push everyone and advise everyone that definitely go for it. It's the most amazing feeling, especially when you've got a child in your hand. It's the best feeling in the world, and I would advise everybody to, yeah, go for adoption if you can. If you've got love to share, like whether you've got your own biological child or not, it's just sharing that love with a child that needs it, that doesn't have a family, that doesn't have support, and you can provide the family for that child. You can provide a home over their head. You can provide them with a better future than they would have. So definitely anyone that's thinking of adoption, go for it. I advise be patient while doing the process, but definitely go for it.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for your time, both. I really appreciate it, and yeah, thank you.
Not a
Thanks.
problem.
Thank
It's always our credit clear. Yeah.
you.
Thanks,
See you.
Afsa.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
you very much. Thank you. All right, see you. Bye.